Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst, Matt Clement, joins us. Our listeners got a big kick out of hearing Matt and his sports card collecting hobby last week, and all of the investing he did into LeBron James cards early in LeBron's career.
And you're saying yesterday on the air that you're basically going to do the equivalent of buy stock in Coca-Cola and Apple and try to make a modest profit. Meanwhile, you want to take no risks in your own card buying forays and like project onto somebody who's young and possibly very good right now.
I mean, Matt, you obviously are a very smart guy. Do you agree with my thought? Instead of investing in stocks, I should invest in things I know, like sports, a la sports cards?
I'd probably invest in the stocks. It's hard to hit those sports cards like that. And like I said last week, there's a plethora of people that I missed on in the mix there, but it's nice to hit on somebody every once in a while.
So what is your thought on the start of baseball free agency and how the Pirates should go about their business here?
I think it's going to be an interesting time here, especially for Pirate fans. And I've been thinking about this a lot.
Because usually it's a depressing time, Matt, so I'm intrigued by your word choice right off the bat there.
Well, this is Ben Cherington's in an interesting situation. I think that like a lot of these higher end, higher paid free agents aren't the answer. Like you get two or three of them, two of them hit, they're the answer. Like to me, I look at this from a different perspective. Your strength is your pitching staff. You need bats, but your pitching staff is going to win if you're going to win. And like the first person I would call, on in the first moment, I'd call JT Realmuto with the Phillies, because you're catching both ends of this, right? You're getting this veteran leader, number one, which we talk about. They always could use that with this young team. You're also going to teach all these young – you have he's been the best defensive catcher, arguably, over the past 5, 6, 7 years at times, at least one of the top two. So that's going to enhance your pitching staff at the same time. And you're going to put a bat in the lineup that, like, okay – worst case scenario, he's a 260, 270 guy with 12, 15 home runs. He steals some bags still. He has, at least in the past. I don't know about last year in particular. And it's just, you're bringing that leader in. And in my opinion, it's a win-win situation. They're projecting him for like 2 years at 12 to 15 a year. Sign him for 3 years. And here's my thing at that rate, because you're going to have to make him come to the Pirates. Like he isn't going to just want to come to the Pirates. And then here's the thing. If it's July and you're out of the race, Will Smith might be hurt and the Dodgers will take him in a heartbeat. The Padres will take him in a heartbeat. The Mets will take him in a heartbeat. There'll be a team that wants him to help them win the World Series when it comes around. So the investment to me isn't even a huge investment from that case. I'd use my money on, honestly, I'd use my money trying to sign Connor Griffin to a big deal. And get him on the wraps and maybe even think about Chandler, maybe even think about Jared Jones, because I think that money you have, the big money, just doesn't translate into what's they're going to need as much as they need with the bats.
It does feel like you're trying to get the Russell Martin lightning in a bottle 2.0 with Realmuto there.
Well, I feel like that would be great, but I feel like he's been a good hitter, number one. But
he's
like,
coming off his worst hitting year basically in a decade, though. I will say that.
True, but you're having to take some chances with people. I'd rather take chances a lower number in a spot that, okay, now we have Henry Davis who can learn from this guy, and maybe that takes him over the top as a catcher. Maybe he becomes Skeen's personal guy. because he kind of Skeens likes to throw to him. And then you move Flores as the platoon guy to first base maybe with Horwitz, and you really haven't spent a lot of your money. Then you hopefully use Keller maybe to go to, you know, let's throw something hypothetical out there. Let's go to Boston, who has a plethora of outfielders and needs pitching. So you go Keller, maybe get Jason Duran in that situation. And who's still under contract. He was $7 million this year, who's not huge. So just some moves from my thought, and maybe lock up these young guys in a deal. And I think that's the best bet for if you want to hit the jackpot with the Pirates. I mean, if you want to try to just sneak in the playoffs, there's other moves to make, but that's the way I look at it.
Matt, how much blame does former Pirate IKF deserve for the Blue Jays losing Game 7 Saturday night?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I give them zero blame.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, why are you clapping, Pony? Because you agree?
No, I'm just, that's a...
Okay, it's based, a bold statement.
Based on the way that Twitter reacted, he was like the scapegoat for what happened in that
game. Well, let's start with this. I mean, I don't know if they're there without some of the contributions he had with Bichette down, because he played a pivotal role like up until that time. But secondly, like, you know, I just and here's the thing: I haven't dug into this on Twitter, but I did see an interview that Muncy did saying, almost sticking up for him, saying I was holding him on at third base, like I was holding him on at, you know, like I'm holding him on at first base almost, and to keep that jump from being down. So I take that away, and I think of it from a flip side. If he's getting this monster lead and gets picked off at the end of the game, what do you think the Twitter hate would be then?
Well, here's my, like, rebuttal to that. The Twitter hate would be off the charts, and I'm not trying to give, like, a voice to just Twitter is the arbiter here. Yeah. But, like, I saw the wide-angle view, and the one credible thing I thought people were saying, and I know former players have disagreed on this. Pony, you could refresh my memory as to who said they all freeze on these plays now because they don't want to get doubled off on a liner, but... Yep. They show him as the pitch is very clearly being thrown. It's not going to be a pickoff attempt to third base. He basically shuffles his feet maybe a foot or two. Not like that quote-unquote aggressive secondary lead you always hear that guys are supposed to take. And because the difference is so minuscule in him being out versus safe, I've got to believe if he just takes like more of a standard secondary lead as the pitch is starting to become to head towards home, he probably beats that throw given what happened to Rojas's footing on the play.
Well, and I think we can kind of cut it in the middle here if we want to. Like if he takes the super aggressive one, then you're running the risk of the line drive pickoff.
That's what Justin Turner said. Yeah, Justin Turner said that if a major league player in the infield gets a glove on the ball, you're out at home plate. So there's a better chance of getting doubled up on a line drive than scoring from third on a ground ball in the infield. That was his take.
Yeah, and I believe so. So I mean, can we? You know, I'll respect your point because yeah, you probably can always say it could have been, especially when you see the replay and Smith's foot came up and all this other stuff. I've heard the other argument is he should have ran through the base on that rather than sliding on that, which is, you know, that happens like two or three times a year anywhere. So, and the biggest part of the World Series, I don't know if that's the case. And I'd have to guess like the third base coach was giving him specific instructions on how he's going about that at third base too. Like that's not just something that IKF's just sitting over there, you know, freelancing on his own to a degree, maybe, but that third base coach is going to be saying, hey man, we need you to get this, we need you to get that. And quite honestly, like, I think that's the part about the big leagues that, that sometimes amazed me, and sometimes I tend to forget. Like, the big leaguer gets that, the infield's in. Big leaguer gets glove on that ball, he's scoring. And if it's a crazy play where he has to dive or whatever the case may be, I mean, he's not scoring if big leaguer gets glove on that ball, like Turner said. But if he has to dive or something, like, it's going to get through, and you can't take the chance of getting doubled off. So I just, you know, there's just too many other things that happen to put all your hate onto him in that situation. But, you know, fans, that was a tough way to lose.
I've got one more for you that has nothing to do with the secondary lead. It has to do with a bit of conventional baseball. Well, this is just how you do it that I think is maddening. Why slide there? It slows you down. Just sprint through the bag. You're not yeah. Jeremy Giambi in the A's-Yankees series where you don't slide and Jeter's able to flip the ball. Just sprint through the plate.
And I think that there's some that's conventional baseball. You don't do that. And I think that maybe that's got to be something that, you know, my goodness, like, because nobody does it. That's something maybe the third base coach gives them. Like, hey man, we're going straight through this, especially if you see Smith out front. You know, if you see Smith out front, it's a traditional ground ball. We're gonna go straight through this, because you run the risk also, like, if you're going straight through it and all of a sudden the throw takes in front of you, then you have a monster collision there and craziness ensues, and they're replaying it in New York to figure out if he's safe or out or legal.
Matt Clement, our 93.7 The MLB analyst. A word to the wise: don't invest your kid's college fund in cards. Go with stocks instead. Thank you, Matt.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.